Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. A Confederate flag was raised on the Southern Gateway in the Whiteville sometime over New Year's Eve night. Emergency Service Director Hal Lauder said police removed the flag, which was raised without the city's knowledge or permission. Whoever hoisted the flag apparently stole the city flag from one of the three poles at the gateway. The trespassing and theft is currently under investigation. Highway Patrol Master Trooper Anthony Godwin, age 35, died of an apparent heart attack while on a hunting trip on Tuesday. Godwin was a Columbus County native. He was assigned to Columbus and Brunswick counties. Arrangements are being handled by Mears Funeral Home. A Whiteville man shot and killed himself during a standoff with the sheriff's office on Monday night. Multiple agencies responded after the man reportedly fired a shot at a deputy who responded to the wreck. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Someone fired multiple shots into a home and vehicles on Clyde Norris Road on Monday. No one was injured, but the sheriff's office said damages were in excess of $6,000. A convicted felon who fled from deputies will face federal sentencing in March. Bobby Toon pled guilty last week in federal court to possession of a firearm by a felon. The sheriff's office said Toon fled a traffic stop and led deputies on a brief chase into Stanley Circle. He was found hiding beside a ditch with a handgun. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Governor Josh Stein was sworn into office on Wednesday, replacing Roy Cooper in the state's top slot. Stein promised continued help for hurricane victims, better teacher pay, improvements to schools, and protection of personal rights. Jeff Jackson was also sworn in as Attorney General. A public inauguration for the new governor and all the council is set for next week. We could see the coldest weather in a couple years next week, and there's even the possibility, the slightest possibility, of some snow in Columbus County. The snow chances are trending downward, but it's still going to be dangerously cold. Unless you plan on making French toast for the family, don't go buying up all the milk, bread, and eggs. But this would be a good week to winterize your vehicles, protect your pipes, and secure your water pump. You can see meteorologist Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Museum of Science will host a walk along the Lumber River on Saturday in Fair Bluff. Meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m., and the boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. You can find out more about the Lumber River, flood control efforts, and the diverse species of wildlife along the river. You can park at the Visitor Center. And if the river walk might be too challenging, you can bring your little ones to the mini hike along the tree trail at the museum. A facility educator will lead the 2:30 p.m. hike, where you can find out more about the museum, as well as looking for wildlife, meeting painted life-size animals, playing some games, and getting outside for a while. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.